I was a number one fan last night of the Vikings. I'll tell you that much. It's nice that, you know, we're still going to play this week, you know, like we have to win because, you know, chance to sweep our division is pretty big, so we want to try and do that. But it was nice to see that happen last night.
Ryan, would you be disappointed if starters were rested in this last game?
Disappointed, no.
How about hopeful?
Excuse me?
Are you hopeful that you guys get a break?
No, we have the bye week now, you know. I don't think we need 2 weeks off. I'd like to play the whole game. I think that's our mindset right now, is that we're playing the whole game. From what we've heard, we're going to try and win the game.
Would you like to end a Packers season?
Nothing better than that right now. If we could do that, that'd be great.
Ryan, you know, we in the media and fans, we talk about rivalries all the time and how intense they are. But, you know, I know that you, I don't think you personally hate guys on the Packers roster. So why would it be a, what would make it special to be able to keep them out of the playoffs, I guess?
I think just the history between the two franchises, I think, number one. And, you know, anytime you get a chance to knock someone out of the playoffs, I think it's a good thing, no matter what the situation is or anything like that. And, you know, this could send a shot for next year. Who knows? You know, you want to win every game you play. I know that much. It doesn't matter what the situation is. You want to go out there and try and win every game. It's a tough play at Lambeau Field, so we're going to have to be ready to play.
How big a difference is Julius Peppers made to your defense this year?
He's a monster. You know, I don't know if he has a lot of sacks, but he makes a difference on every single play. The running game, he's solid. Has a lot of tackles for loss. Passing game, he gets a ton of holding penalties, and he has to account for him every play, either throwing the ball quick or chipping him or doubling him. So he's meant a lot for our defense this year.
Once again, you guys have a ton of takeaways. Can you just talk about your defensive philosophy there? That's been a big part of the Bears game for a long time.
Yeah, ever since Coach Smith got here, he's preached taking the ball away. It's a mindset. You know, we go for the ball all the time. We're always thinking about stripping the football somehow. You know, as long as we got the tackle secured, we're going to try and strip the football. And the picks, you know, I think that's a lot of tip balls. We, you know, running to the football helps get tip balls. And we've done that this year. We missed a couple last week. But we ran to the football, got a bunch of tips. And like I said, just stripping the football when we can.
Brian, how much different is the Packers offense than it was in week three? In what ways?
Our games against them are different than most ones we watch on film because it's we usually stop the run pretty well against them. You know, last time playing, they had a couple of long runs. But for the most part, we do a good job against the run. And it's always a cover two game. It seems like, you know, it's check downs. It's, you know, whatever. He knows where we're at. He knows we're in cover three. He knows where to throw the football. So we don't trick Rodgers. We know that he's not going to be tricked. So, but they're still. I think they're playing better right now on offense. They're protecting the quarterback better. He always throws it good. So, you know, just a high-powered offense from what I've seen.
Ryan, it came down to a turnover in the last time you guys played them in September. The Packers, as you know, are the same philosophy, like to take the ball away. So it could be a turnover that could make the difference this Sunday as well.
Yeah, you know, it could be that way in every game. You know, who knows? Hopefully we make the turnover that makes the difference, you know. But like I said, they're good. They have a good defense. We know that. We've watched them play this year, too. So, I don't see it being a big defensive struggle, you know, with their offense playing the way they are, and offense is playing pretty well too. So, but who knows? Last week we didn't think it was going to be as many points were scored either in our game, but there was a bunch.
Brian, you talked about it usually being a cover two game with these guys. Mm-hmm. I know you always want to get better, but have you, when you guys are healthy on defense, have you come as close to perfecting that Tampa two as you can?
We're pretty good at it. You know, we play it a lot. It's you know, we. The thing I think about is just make people think we're in cover two, and if we're not, that's the number one thing. It's to show the shell and make people think we're in cover two. But when we get a pass rush in our cover two, it's hard, you know, because everything's covered in the secondary. All the routes are covered up, and usually it comes down to Lance tackling a check down. So, and I'll take those odds any day, him on a running back and a check down. So that's what it's come down to for the most part this season, and we've done a good job of doing that.
Your defense has been healthy pretty much all year. A lot of the same guys have played. Can you talk about the importance of that? And on the other side, how the Packers have managed to, you know, have a very stout defense despite all of their injuries?
You know, injuries are part of the game. You know, every team has them every year. There's no excuse for not playing good or you know, it's the way it is. Teams have them every single year. It's just the way it goes. We've been pretty fortunate. We've had most of the guys in there. I think Lance missed a couple games. Pisa missed a few games. And a few guys here and there. But for the most part, we've been been healthy, it's huge. You know, you get the same guys in there every week. It's going to help you win games. And the camaraderie and just, you know, if you got stars in the game, it's probably going to help you win more.
You mentioned Rodgers being tough to trick. In your experience against him and your study of him lately, how has he evolved and improved?
I don't think he needs to improve much, honestly. I mean, he's been good his whole career. I mean, even when he, you know, his first couple of games when he started there a few years ago, he was good then. So I don't know how much evolution he's had. I don't know. He'll probably try and stay in the pocket more, I would think, with, you know, running the football and stuff like that. But he's a smart quarterback. Like I said, you're not going to trick him, and he knows where to go with the football.
Is he underrated in terms of all-pro designation?
I think that stuff's overrated, honestly. I voted for him. You know, I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in the NFC, if not the second best in the NFL behind Tom Brady. So I don't know how this stuff works. You know, it's all politics, I guess. But he got my vote, I'll tell you that much.
Speaking of Brady, I guess what did Brady and Sanchez do against you guys the last few weeks, and is that a cause for concern?
Not worried about it.
In your Super Bowl year, your offense had a bad half against the Packers at Soldier Field. Yet you still went to the Super Bowl.
Oh, the last game of the year?
Yeah, we were.
I think we were 13-2, and that game didn't matter for us. We already had number one seed locked up, so I'm not sure how many of our guys played that game. I know that much. We didn't really play a whole lot.
So, you know, that didn't have any effect in the locker room the following week or when you had your bye in terms of not having at least a moderate show?
So. I think, like I said, we don't want a Super Bowl still, so it must not have.
How good is this team compared to that year's team?
I think we're better talent-wise. If you look at position by position on our whole team, our record was better back then, but you know, I think talent-wise, we match up pretty good with everybody, and we've gotten better as the seasons went on this year. That year, we started out, you know, I think 6-7-0. This year, we had a struggle there in the middle of the season where we had to get better, and we've done that for the most part this season. But like I said, whereas that year, we were pretty much good all season long. So we've gotten better all season this year and kind of grown as a team.
Brian, that old cliche about playing with a chip on your shoulder, you know, there's people pointing out the Calvin Johnson touchdown in the first game and the backup quarterbacks you faced. Have you guys taken some measure of motivation, or have you, I mean, for lack of a better term, have you gotten a little pissed off at people not respecting how good you guys have turned out to be this year?
We really don't. Honestly, we don't care. I mean, it's been that way. I feel like my whole career has been that way, except here with the Super Bowl. It's been that way here. People don't give it. I mean, coming into the season, we're supposed to be 5-11, 6-10 at best. I saw a few weeks ago, Bill Cowher said we wouldn't win another game the rest of the season after we lost the Patriots. So we've done okay. We've won the next two, so we're doing okay in our minds.
What are you seeing with the Packers' play action game? It looked like it really worked well for them last week, and how does
everything work well for them last week? There they go.
True.
They're tough, man, because you want to get down there and stop the run, you know. But he does a good job. Their line does a good job of not giving away the pass right away. So it's tough, you know, that in the boots they run. The first game, the guys saw a couple boots also. So we just got to read our keys and you know, try what to do when those crossing routes, try to get underneath them and run with those guys if we can.
So, Brian, do you personally consider the Packers your biggest rival?
This year, yes, no doubt. Well, Vikings are down this year, so yes.
Hey, Brian, what do you know about John Kuhn? He scored 3 touchdowns on Sunday. He's getting more carries. And are you surprised that, given his kind of humble background, that he's having the success that he is?
I'm not surprised, no. I mean, if you're a hard worker and you go out there and play hard and you get your opportunity to take advantage of it, and he's done well in that role. You know, I think he would be a blocky guy most of his career, a special teams guy. He's getting his chances here. He's taking advantage of it.
Brian, what's it like playing with Hester and watching him? I mean,
oh, man, it's exciting. Anytime there's a punt or a kickoff, you watch our whole sideline stand up and watch just to see what's going to happen. Even on offense now, he's catching the ball. You know, they're looking for him more. So it's exciting to watch him play. You know, I know it's stressful for teams getting ready for him, but it's a blast to watch him do what he does out there and to see what teams are going to try and do, you know, as a kickoff team to try and, because now we got Hester out there, Johnny Knox, Danielle Manning, we got all these guys back there when they try to do their pooch kicks.